I made the announcement, and the next day I received a big scolding from our masters, the Chinese government. But what was indeed frightful was that within a few days the young reincarnation, together with his parents, was taken from his birthplace to Lhasa and from there to China, and since then there has been no news of them. I feel very sad about this, because the effects of what were, from the Chinese government's viewpoint, my illegal activities, had to be suffered by the child. The Chinese believe that they should be the final authority. Such did indeed happen a few times in Tibetan history, when there was internal disagreement between groups in the Tibetan community about a narrowed-down choice of candidates. They turned to the Chinese emperor, who was both a Buddhist and a patron of Tibetan Buddhism, to make the final decision in front of an image of Shakyamuni Buddha through using a golden vessel, out of which a name written on a stick was drawn. Those were cases of Tibetans doing away with ecclesiastical argument in a religious way. My predecessor, the 13th Dalai Lama, was chosen unanimously by the Tibetan government after the usual internal procedures without any outside consultation. When he, in turn, was asked about the 9th Panchen Lama, he declared his choice among the candidates, but he was too young to be completely authoritative. Since Tibetans gravitate to whatever the easier way is, they turned to the outside consultation of the golden vessel, which was performed by the Chinese ambassador. Still, the name to which the 13th Dalai Lama had given his strong recommendation came forth from the golden vessel. Because Tibetans trusted the Chinese emperor, it is natural that they would involve their patron and supporter in certain important religious activities. That type of situation has completely changed nowadays with the current Chinese government, whose primary interest is control. Regarding the present Panchen Lama, they performed a golden vessel divination to make their own choice of another new Panchen Lama. But it was predetermined. They already had him and his parents waiting in the temple for the public announcement. Then the Chinese government put under house arrest the monk who, acting as the leader of Tibetan Buddhism, chose the stick. This is certainly totalitarianism. Nevertheless, on two or three occasions, I have seen videos of the Chinese government's official Panchen Lama, Gelson Norbu, and he seems okay. In one video, he was performing a teaching in connection with a long-life ritual. He knew the ceremony by heart and explained the meaning of the long-life ritual very well.